Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Most cafe owners and small businesses are all just on survival mode.
Ito ang sentimento ng may-ari ng Dovedale on Overend, Norman Park at Dovedale Social sa Highgate Hills sa Brisbane, Australia na si Rejoice Thompson. Kwento niya, sa higit 10 taong pagtataguyod kasama ng kanyang asawa sa kanilang dalawang cafes, mas ramdam nila ngayon ang masamang epekto sa patuloy na pagpalo ng inflation.
Now with the inflation and, you know, just everything costs so much, people are spending less. And then when they do spend, they want more for less.
Ang kanilang mga customer ay unti-unti na ding dumidistansya. Napilitan kasing patungan ng 10% ang presyo ng kanilang kape, lalo na tuwing weekends.
So we've seen an increase in customers making coffee at home. When they used to go to us daily, now we only see them 2 to 3 times per week. So coffee beans or coffee pods that they buy in their home machine is GST-free. This means that big corporations like Nespresso don't have to charge GST for their coffee pods. Apparently, only small business owners like us have to charge GST. It is unfair. You know, we can never compete with big corporations.
Kumpara sa ibang bansa, kung saan ang kape ay parte ng buhay ng mga tao, mas affordable pa din ang halaga ng kape sa Australia. Sa ulat ng SBS News, sa ginawang survey sa mga pangunahing lungsod sa Australia, ang karaniwang presyo ng isang maliit na takeaway flat white sa mga specialty venue ay $4.78. Pero sa ilang malalaking kabisera ng ibang bansa, halos doble ang presyo nito. Sa London, ang maliit na flat white ay nagkakahalaga ng humigit kumulang $6.96. Sa Singapore, $8.42. Sa Athens, umaabot pa ng $9.95.
GST on a $6 cup of coffee is 55 cents. That's how much we have to put aside from every cup of coffee we sell to pay our quarterly GST bill. During the challenging year, we have just seen, you know, it's just not enough to pay all our bills, our wages, our suppliers on time. So as a result, most cafes like us, you know, we go through a payment plan with ATO. And that is not uncommon. Mm-hmm. It's very, very common nowadays. So that is also not good for government. So there needs to be some change in regulation, in planning, in all levels, we believe, in government. And not just cafe, but in other small businesses as well.
Lumabas din sa ulat ayon kay Rejoice na isa sa 30 cafe sa halos 30,000 cafe sa buong Australia ang may utang sa Australian Tax Office ng higit sa $100,000. Kaya panawagan nito sa gobyerno, huwag silang pabayaan at alisin ang GST sa kanilang ibinibentang kape.
Actually, the problem right now is post-COVID, this is what's happening now. Inflation, it's not even about the GST. You know, the GST is there. But the thing is, what can government help us, you know, to help save this industry? To help save the hospitality industry. So that's why a few of us came together in that coffee commune meeting and put our suggestions together how government can help us in a local, state, and federal level. That's why I tapped on the suggestion of free coffee on GST. I don't think you can abolish GST, and you know that's a big task to do. But what area can you help so that cafes can be thriving, profitable, and sustainable again?
Dahil gusto ng small business owners na bigyan ng aksyon ang kanilang mga problema, nagtipon-tipon ang mga ito sa Brisbane nitong Agosto na pinangunahan ng cafe commune. Bagamat marami ang kanilang pinag-usapan, gusto nilang pagtuunan muna ngayon ang ipinataw na GST sa kape nang maisalba ang mga maliliit na negosyante.
We talk about suggestion of removing GST from coffee that are sold at you know cafes like ours. Well, basically, after that talk with small cafe owners, roasters, the plan is to put together all these suggestions and submit it to the various levels of government. Obviously, this will take time for things to actually happen, but we need to start the dial. We are glad that we are part of that we're part of that group that is starting to turn the dial and starting to help, make sure that the thriving coffee industry and culture in Australia, is here to stay. We are saying is that by making the 25% of our income GST free, by removing GST from coffee, it might just be enough to stop cafes accumulating ATO debts, like as we have now. And maybe, that can pay their bills and not need to close their doors.
Sabi ni Rejoice, layunin ng grupo marinig ng gobyerno ang kanilang mga hinaing.
We understand that any change to the GST system would take time. And we don't even know if our recommendation would be fully embraced. But we want to move the dial on what is the current thinking and ask the federal government to look at what has been happening to our once thriving hospitality industry. We ask that they consider all the things we offer our communities, all the people we employ, and how we are still regarded as having the best coffee culture in the world. This is something we should fight to protect.
Sa pagbabaliktanaw nga ni Rejoice bilang negosyante dahil sa ramdamang epekto sa kanilang negosyo at mahal nito ang kanyang mga ginagawa, ginagapang nilang mag-asawa ang bawat araw para hindi lang magsara ang kanilang negosyo. Sa katunayan, nagsisimula ang kanilang araw alas 4:30 ng madaling araw hanggang alas 3 ng hapon at may mga panahong lampas pa sa oras na yan ang kanilang trabaho.
I am working harder than ever. Adam and I are both very hands-on in both our business. So we have two locations. So in our original location, he looks after that Dovedale and Overend in Norman Park. So he's an all-rounder there. And because times are challenging, so that we can save on wages, he helps in the kitchen, making coffee, looking after customers, doing all the ordering and bookwork. I do a similar role in our flagship cafe in Highgate Hill, Dovedale Social in Highgate Hill. It's a bigger space, so we have a few more people, like key roles, chef, barista. But I do a lot of baking, so that part I do already. But during mornings or very busy time, I help with everything else. So you'll see me, taking orders, helping with dishes. And of course, it doesn't stop there. I manage our social media accounts. I answer all the queries about our high tea, special events, group booking. So, yes, it's pretty relentless.
May payo naman ito sa kanyang mga kasamang mga small business owners.
You are not alone. We are all in the same boat. Don't lose hope. Right now, it's actually not about profits at the moment. It's about surviving. So to survive means, to be able to pay your bills and all of that. But also try to find ways how you can stay competitive in your business. Making sure that you are, thinking sometimes outside of the box. Think of unique offerings that you can do for your business, for your cafe. Make sure that you are very, very good at it because, it's very competitive at the moment. A lot of customers, like I said, wants to pay less for more. So it's all about making sure that every customer that comes to your cafe wants to go back to you. Customer service is underrated, but I actually really think it's one of the most important thing in a cafe or in a restaurant.
Para sa mga kababayang tulad niyang nakikipagsapalaran sa hospitality industry, huwag mahiya humingi ng tulong at makipag-ugnayan sa ATO.
Don't lose hope. I would also like to encourage other Filipino cafe owners like me. Make sure that you are updated with all the time with what's happening in our industry. There's so many organizations that you can also ask for any support. Actually, that's the thing. We just don't know. But there are other organizations that are there that you can tap grants, all these things. For one, you could, be a member of Coffee Commune. They always put updates there, what's happening in the hospitality industry. Second, you can talk to your counselor, your local counselor, how they can help you. Just continue and don't give up.
Dagdag payo nito, maging positibo at gawin ang lahat ng paraan para makabangon.
Deposit joy in yourself so that, it gives you a bit of strength to continue and move on to whatever challenges that come your way. Kasi tayong mga Pinoy, medyo ganun eh. Nahihiya ako or something like that. Yes, you just bow down, yeah. But the thing is, sometimes at the end of the day, it's still you will be able to help yourself.
Sheila Joy Labrador para sa SBS Filipino.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.